How will this anti-GM stance sit with Ord Valley farmers, Ian James, who may be pinning hopes on GM crops to survive difficult growing conditions in the far north?
Yeah, they may be looking at GMO as being maybe the answer to some of their problems up there. I would hope that they would realise that GMO is a temporary fix for problems that they might be currently encountering, which is probably going to be cause more problems down the track with things like weed resistance developing to the herbicides and insect resistance to the toxins that those plants have been genetically engineered to produce.
Do you think the Kimberley can become a food bowl for Asia, as the Liberal and National candidates are hoping?
The Kimberley, sure, has some potential to become something of a food bowl. Obviously, the Kimberley farmers themselves will be highly aware that there's very large risks in rushing and pushing forwards with a change in the land use, which, as we've seen in the southwest of Western Australia, with the salinity issues that we've encountered and from overclearing and those problems, everyone must remember to proceed with extreme caution. So I would hope that the people in the Kimberley are, you know, can track forwards and develop their potential, but with a strong view towards economic environmental sustainability.
And what are some of the issues in this electorate that you want addressed?
One of the issues I've heard people talking about is housing affordability and rental affordability. Now, obviously, with the pressure on housing in the towns where the mining is taking place, the people are finding it very difficult to live, and especially the service providers in those towns who are being funded from the southwest or from Perth, where a service provider in Perth is getting a similar sort of funding as someone who's living in the Kimberley, which is definitely not adequate. And so those service providers are leaving town and the townships are being left without the service providers, creating further problems.
That's more a state issue, though, isn't it? Housing affordability?
I think it definitely is a rural, regional issue. And my seat encompasses a large, you know, the majority of the state regional area, so, and I'm sure that Kimberley is suffering from those problems too. And also I'd talk about fracking and shale gas issues with the environmental impact that will have on the areas, and also that would be a big issue, especially for the traditional landholders and how they work together to find agreement on how they should proceed with that. Yeah, and also I'm sure the live export issue is a big issue in the Kimberley, and my position is, you know, that we must not be allowed to have shocks to the industry be allowed to occur again. It's just something that cannot happen, and to avoid those shocks, we must be realised that we have to invest heavily in onshore processing going forward into the future of our meat products, so that there is another avenue being developed, and so we're not relying so heavily on the live export of our livestock to you know, to keep the industry supported. And we have to look very closely at animal welfare issues at the end point, where the animal is being slaughtered overseas, and on the distribution of that animal on the ships, so that the consumers can be confident that the animals are being looked after well, and that will take pressure off the industry. So we have to invest heavily in those areas.
But the consumers in Malaysia and India and the Middle East are mostly concerned that the cattle are slaughtered to religious conventions, and they want live cattle. They don't want boxed beef.
Well, we have the capacity to kill the animals here in Australia using by their religious standards, and we do that in most of the abattoirs. You'll find that have all the protocols in place for the animals to be correctly stamped to halal, and most of the buyers for that product in the Middle East and in those countries are comfortable with that process of adhering to their to their principles. So that's not really an issue, really.
So, Ian James, you'd look to wind back live export if you were elected to the seat of Durack and you were able to have that sort of influence or say?
I would look to promote onshore processing. So to the extent that small processors were getting able to negotiate through the red tape that they're currently being involved in and give them more access to funding to develop their businesses so that onshore processing was able to become a viable alternative to live shipping. So going forward into the very long term, I would hope that with the development of our export into China, which has very good refrigeration capacity, that the onshore processing would begin eventually to, through and with the creation of many jobs, begin to overcome or over develop the live export trade and become a better option for producers.
It's 24 minutes after 10 on ABC Kimberley Mornings. My guest is the new Greens candidate for Durack, Ian James, who's from Cunderdin in the Midwest Wheatbelt region. Ian, what are your opinions about mining in the Kimberley region, given that there's a lot of untapped resources, whether it be uranium or coal or the Browse Basin gas?
Okay, well, mining, you know, is a great income earner and a great provider of jobs for our state, and we are blessed and to have these such great resources, and we should continue to develop those resources. But obviously, with every step along the way, we just must make sure that our country, which we have to live with and which our children have to live with in the long term, looking ahead, we're going to be here for a long time. We've got to make sure we leave our land in a prime, pristine condition. So mining, great. It's a good thing. And it produces jobs and funds. And if it's taxed correctly with strong royalties and taxes, which can keep some of the funds in Australia, because remember, 85% of mining in Australia is foreign-owned. And so therefore, we need to have a very rigorous taxing set up so that some of those funds are staying here for the future generations, put into funds for when the mining booms end, and so that we can continue to live with a higher living standard we currently have. So, yeah, mining is a wonderful thing, and the Kimberley's blessed, and so is the majority of the seat of Durack is blessed with huge resources. Keeping in mind that with gas and any coal, which obviously the Kimberley has an abundance of, this is a technology or a fuel which is going to have to be very carefully winded down into the future. So there's no doubt about it. Everyone knows the fact that the climate is being affected quite severely by the fossil fuel burning, and it may not be being burnt here in Australia, but it's definitely going to affect us.
Well, you say that mining is good, Ian James, but you also say that you want to have the land in a pristine condition for future generations. How would you do that?
Well, by having rigorous standards of environmental care taking place and looking carefully at the repercussions of the product that's being mined and the area it's being mined from. So, you know, that we must continue to make sure that at all points, we're not destroying delicate landscapes. We're not, and we're very carefully inspecting all future and planned progress in mining. It must be very carefully regulated, and with a very close inspection on the environmental sustainability of the project.